At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We start with the three words nobody wants to hear because it means you're stuck with me. Bob's not here. Okay? Can we get that out of the way, Limits? That Bob's not here. And I'm saddened by that. I thought we had a great show and a fun show. One of the most enjoyable ones in recent memory. Yesterday, I don't know, why does Crowley have this chair so high? Because he's so small? Is this like a height chair? Was Doran feeding him, you know, crushed peas and a baba earlier? Is he now taking Crowley out for a walk in a stroller with a little bonnet on Crowley's head? What is happening here? The seat is about 2 feet up in the air more than it should be.
He's a booster seat for Crowley.
Is Doran burping Crowley right Ooh. Now? Is he walking up and down the hallway burping him? Is happening? Why is he sitting in a high chair?
I did see Crowley wearing a bib on his way out of the studio.
So
it's possible.
So did I. Crowley brings in a little mat for nap time, I think. Do they have little nap time at 6:30 a.m. every day for Crowley?
He gets a nice little pat on the back. Come on, Crowley. Come on, Crowley. Come on, Crowley.
What is happening here? Anyway, I don't know how to adjust the seat, of course. There are certain things that I feel like I don't know how to do that everybody else does. And one of those is get the automatic faucet to work in a public bathroom anywhere. I told my wife about this on our drive back from my daughter on our drive back from North Carolina visiting colleges. Every single time I go into a public restroom, it feels like everybody else knows what to do. And I put my hands under the faucet and nothing comes out all the time. My percentage on that's like 30%. Why do you know how to do it?
You have to wave your hands under it.
What do you mean, wave?
You have to wave your hands to start.
Wave my hands
under
the faucet?
The motion sensor has to go off.
That's one thing I don't know how to do that everybody else does.
You know what starts to get me is the soap containers that you think are automatic, so you wave your hand under it.
Well, the same thing.
And I kept doing that. I was like, why is the soap not coming out?
And a guy
looked at me and he was like, buddy, it's a pump soap. And I was like, no, it's not. It's the same automatic.
Thing. Even here,
it was.
I've been here for 15 years, and we have automatic soap, automatic faucet, and I can still do neither. Never, never can I do that. The other thing that I feel like everybody knows how to do is adjust seats like this, whether it's a car seat or simply whatever kind of seat this is, a relaxing, I don't know, what is this? What would you call this seat?
It's an office chair, a desk chair.
An office chair. Good. An office chair. I don't know how to adjust it, and it feels like everybody else does. You know what else everybody else knows how to do
that
I don't? The fuse box at home. I don't even know what it is. We once had the lights go all out, and my neighbor said, just go check the fuse box.
Right.
I said, what? Well, I don't even know what that is. I don't know where it is. I wouldn't know what to do when I saw it, so I found it in the garage. I opened the door, and it was like something written in Sanskrit on a cave. I don't know how to. What am I supposed to do?
You should have them all labeled based on what room the lights are in.
Nobody labeled it. What do you mean?
It should be. Well, whoever didn't do that did it improperly for you.
Why me? I had a fear as a kid that there was like a handbook to being an adult and that I didn't have one. I lived with that fear all the time, and it came true. It came true in some ways. It feels like there's some sort of secret always being kept from me on common everyday things that normal people know how to do.
Do you know how to paint? Do you know how to use a wrench?
That's another thing is painting. I can do the roller, but when you get to like the ceiling, the very edge of the ceiling and the corners, I've watched men come into the house and do that by hand, without an edge or anything else. They just do it by hand. I don't know how people do that. And I almost mentioned the wrench and screwdrivers. I don't know which screwdriver to use all the time. Either the little tip of it is too big, it's a Phillips screwdriver,
right?
It's something else. I've gotten furniture from IKEA where they give you the little wind-up screwdriver that looks like a boomerang.
The Allen wrench.
The Allen wrench.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Allen Saunders wrench. I don't know. I don't know how to do anything like that.
You know how to pressure wash.
What's that? You just take a hose and blast
it
on
the pressure washer to be able to clean off your deck. Or your fence.
Yeah, I've done that. And in fact, today we're having a dog walk in the neighborhood, and my wife is hosting it. My job is to basically blow away all the leaves in the driveway. So I have one of those leaf blowers.
You have a leaf blower, yes.
Cleverly titled as a leaf blower. I just plug it in and blast away. Yeah, I know how to do that.
Now, where do the leaves go? Do you just put them into your neighbor's yard? Ha ha, this will teach you. Well, and then the wind will blow it right back.
Yeah, the secret there is to the same thing as when you go to a friend's house and you don't like the meal. So to pretend you ate it, you spread out everything on the plate to look making it look like you dug in, right? Yeah. The same thing with the old leaf blower. You spread it out enough on the neighbor's lawns that they don't even know. Never knew what hit him.
Well, hopefully they're not listening.
Listen to this, Limits. I had a wonderful night. Are you okay?
I'm doing well,
You're doing well? Okay.
Oh, Joe, can I quickly tell you about my day yesterday?
Please. Yeah, I wouldn't think of not asking you about your day yesterday.
We'll preface this with an advisory that it is wiffle ball for 10 seconds.
Where's my phone? Who took my phone?
It's in the studio because remember you butt-dialed me for a full minute.
Yeah, where?
Okay. It's over there. It's on the far side there.
All right, I got it. Yep.
I want to give a big shout-out to my guy, Tony. We had the Ball and Wiffle Ball All-Star game yesterday at Wild Things Park. How about that?
Now, did you play with home plate past second base so you could hit it over the fence, or how did you play it?
Yeah, so the way we did it is we had the plate and our strike zone lined up right in front of the pitcher's mound, and we hit towards the fence, like the fence behind home
Any
plate.
Any homers?
Oh, yeah.
Did you win?
Yes.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Were there fans there watching?
There were actually a few dads that showed up.
A few dads of grown-up wiffle ball players?
We're not grown-up wiffle ball. Well, I guess we're mid-20s wiffle ball players. But it was really cool to be able to play there. And I'm really appreciative of the opportunity.
Did you hit a homer?
I was in the home run derby.
Yeah?
And I hit six. I was eliminated by one of our guys that is just an absolute masher. I was one of the bottom guys in the derby.
I'm sorry to hear that, but I'm glad you had fun.
Usually a home run hitter, so me making the home run derby was good enough for me.
I have never been so proud of somebody as I am of you.
Thank you so
much. And
you
didn't invite me or Donnie Football to go watch you play.
But I did invite you to the championship that I'll be playing in on Sunday that you said if you won in your semi game that you would come and show up. And now that's in doubt, I think.
I'm going to visit my parents and I apologize profusely.
It's completely in doubt.
When's the opening pitch?
4:30.
Oh, that's possible.
Oh!
That's possible. Out in Baldwin?
Yes. I'd love to see you root me on.
I'll tell you why I had so much fun last night, Limits, and early this morning. I didn't get to bed until about 2 a.m., and then I excitedly woke up at around 6 a.m. to complete this project in advance of the show. You know I've been doing this quarter century series in Pittsburgh sports,
and you've done a great job with it.
And I appreciate that. And this was the most enjoyable segment of the series so far. Its greatest individual performances in Pittsburgh sports since 2000. Okay, so this quarter century, obviously. And that's single game. single game performances, okay? Do you get that? I'm not talking about a moment like the James Harrison interception. And I'm not talking about a single day performance, because if it was that, Rob Mikowiak would have, he would win by landslide if we remember what happened on May 28th, 2004. This dude at PNC Park witnessed the birth of his first child, his son Garrett, at 11:12 a.m. limits, okay?
Okay.
And by the way, it was via emergency C-section, his wife Jennifer. So they gave birth at 11:12 a.m. Everything settles down. She's fine. She gives him the blessing to play in a twilight doubleheader. The game, first game begins at 5 p.m. Are you following the story, Limits?
I am.
So he shows up at PNC Park at 4 o'clock, Mikowiak. 4 o'clock, an hour before the first game, never dreaming he'll play because of everything he's been through. But Lloyd McClendon puts him in the lineup, perhaps on a hunch. Remember, it was McClendon who had, what, 5 home runs on 5 swings in the Little League World Series? Something ridiculous like that. So what happens in game one on the day his son is born? Mikowiak smashes a 2-out walk-off grand slam to win game one, 9-5. That would be a pretty good day, would it not, Limits?
I mean, no doubt. What a memorable day.
Not a bad day. Game two, he figures, I'm definitely going to rest, and he does rest for most of game two. But he's called into the game in the 7th inning, and then in the 9th inning, he hits a game-tying 2-run homer, and the Pirates win. They swept, and he wept. We all did. That, my friend, is a day, probably the greatest day of the quarter century, but we're talking single game. And there were so many, and there were so many that I forgot even happened. And it was so fun. And I got so many goosebumps looking back at some of these individual performances. May I go through a few, Limits?
I would love you to.
Did you happen to find Greg Brown's call of Mikowiak's walk-off grand slam? If you did, feel free to splice it in at any point. I got some help, too. I solicited a number of people to jog my memory. Josh Yowie helped me out with some Penguin stuff. Jim Turdinich over at the Pirates, he was unbelievable. I texted him. I said, Jim, best individual single game performances of this quarter century for the Pirates. This dude got back to me in like a split second with 18 things. I mean, it was incredible. EJ Borghetti over at Pitt. They call him old reliable. Not that he's old. He's still very young, especially at heart. And the big boy, Mark Cabali, helped, who just got ripped to shreds by Crowley at the end of that show. Did you hear that?
I did not. No. What did he say?
He said nobody ever has fallen up like Cabali.
Well, it's true. I mean, he's working for the McAfee show now.
He's
doing incredible things. He's writing for WWE.
I know. It's incredible. He gets fired from here, he's going to wind up working in the White House or something. This guy just keeps falling up.
Could you imagine Cabali as the press secretary?
Yes, I could. Freddie Sanchez going 6-for-6 against the Cubs. I forgot. Oliver Perez striking out 14 Astros, many of them on steroids. What about the crazy game against Cincinnati in the playoffs? Ryan Shazier, check out this stat line. 13 tackles, 2 deflected passes, 2 forced fumbles, including the miraculous one on Jeremy Hill with 1:36 left, and a fumble recovery. All of that. I was struck by the number of obscure athletes this quarter century, Limits, who have had epic performances. Would you like to hear about a few?
Please.
Wrong. Casey DeSmith's 52-save shutout of the Bruins? Nobody in Penguins history has had that many saves in a shutout. Do you remember that?
I don't, actually.
Wrong. Tom Savage throwing for 6 touchdowns against Rutgers.
That was a great performance for Pitt.
No memory. John Jaso hitting for the cycle.
I remember that one.
I mean, that doesn't happen every day.
That was the last cycle in Pirate history.
And here's my favorite obscure one of all. You ready for this one, O Limitless Wonder?
I am.
Jeff Karstens with one of the great profile headshots of all time. You may remember that one. Throwing an 83-pitch complete game shutout against the still roided up Astros in 2011.
He threw a Maddux.
For all we know, they were roided up. I shouldn't make accusations.
They weren't banging on trash cans back then?
They may have been banging on trash cans, but Karstens put him in the trash can. 83 pitches for a complete game? That almost made my list of five. By the way, Call, I'd love to hear the best single game performance you witnessed in person this quarter century. In person. 412-928-9370. Yes, we're going to get to Cam Hayward and Aaron Rodgers. Of course we are. We always do. We always will. That's going to happen for a lot of the show. In fact, Mike DeFabo joining me at 11 to talk about all of that as the Steelers get ready for a scrimmage with Tampa Bay, which could prove to be Aaron Rodgers' biggest, showing of the preseason here. Off the top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding, I might add, quite proudly. There were so many. One of the patterns that emerged as well was that Pitt running backs owned this category. Deion Lewis had four games of at least 180 yards in that horrifying and devastating loss to Cincinnati. That dude at 5'8 carried 42 times for 261 yards and four touchdowns. How does that not make the list? It didn't make the list. I'm sorry. I apologize to him.
Very good candidates over the last 25 years.
Shady McCoy went wild several times. 183 yards, two TDs against West Virginia in 08. He carried them in the 13-9 game. There was one thing West Virginia had to worry about. Just one. My apologies to Pat Bostic, but he'll agree with me on this. Pitt had one threat. His name was Shady McCoy, and he had 38 carries for 148 yards. Would have had many more if not for some bogus holding calls. James Conner. I mean, the list of Pitt running backs. Did I mention Ray Graham had 277 yards? It's unreal. James Conner. 38 carries for 263 yards and three TDs against Duke. Had a great game against Clemson, but here's the one. Here's the one that could have made the list limits. And were you at the Pitt-Penn State game, the renewal of the series?
Which one?
The renewal of the series.
The first game back, no, I was
42-39.
Was not at that
one.
Were
you watching on television?
I was, of course.
He outdid Saquon in that game.
Yeah, he did.
Not only did he outdo Saquon on September 10th, 2016, he did this 3 months after his chemo port was removed as he was battling back from cancer. In that game, he had 146 yards from scrimmage and two TDs, including the game-winning catch. I could go on forever here, Limits. We've been unbelievably lucky in this town. Antonio Brown, against the Raiders, had 17 catches for 284 yards. That's Van Jefferson's best season.
That didn't make the list?
No. Because wait till you hear the list. This didn't make the list either. Ben going 22 of 25 for 328 yards, five touchdowns, no picks, and a perfect passer rating against Carolina.
Well, Ben has two other games that one definitely has to be on the list.
Andrew McCutchen, in one of his final games as a Pirate the first time around, goes 4 for 4, two home runs, eight RBIs, 11 total bases, and his first career Grand Slam. I'm not even to the good stuff yet. Mario had a pretty good game after 3.5 years without playing in a competitive hockey game, didn't he? Against Toronto?
And he scored.
And he had two assist limits. And thank you for adding that. He did score. Everybody had good games against the Browns, including TJ Watt with 4 sacks, 3 tackles for loss, 5 quarterback hits, 2 pass breakups, and a partridge in a pear tree. Perhaps a Charlie Partridge, Pitt's defensive coordinator in a pear tree. Limits. And I'm not even to the good stuff yet. You're supposed to say, are you kidding me?
I'm just flabbergasted that we're not.
This one should be in here. I'll frankly admit that. And I'm embarrassed and almost mortified. Because mortified is an extreme form of being embarrassed by not including this. Jake Guentzel had 4 straight goals in a playoff game that eliminated the Flyers. A natural hat trick and then a 4th goal 10 seconds later.
That's That didn't make the list.
No, and I feel guilty about that. That's the one I feel most guilty about.
That has
about.
To be at least five.
Well, you'll see, big boy. Brian Rust, the only two goals in a 2-1 Game 7 victory against Tampa. Max Talbot, two goals in a Game 7 to win the Cup. How's that not on the list, you might ask? Go ahead, ask that.
Shh.
Very good, Limits. Very good. What about Tyler Palko? Five touchdowns and no picks at Notre Dame. And then he says, I'm so effing proud of this team on live television. That's a winner. Yes?
Moment made in history.
Larry Fitzgerald at Texas A&M putting on a Cirque du Soleil act on his catches that day.
I was watching that with a binky in my mouth.
Yep. Like Crowley after the show today.
Yes.
That didn't make the list, Limits. Should I personally call Larry Fitzgerald and apologize?
I think you need to.
Find his number. Text DJ. You think Aaron Donald had a pretty good day at Georgia Tech?
No, he had a couple of huge sack performances.
Yeah, here's one. 11 tackles, 6 tackles for loss, 2 forced fumbles, and a sack. That ain't bad. Blake Hinton went 7-for-7 from 3 at Duke. That's almost a Mulsey-like performance.
Then he jumped on the table at Cameron Indoor.
And then
Indoor.
He jumped on the table to celebrate, and there's pictures of people giving him the finger. That's legendary. The Boz, Chris Boswell, had multiple games of 6 field goals. You might say, well, he's a kicker. You can't include a kicker on a list. Yes, I could have.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And I probably should have. And again, I'm mortified.
For the Kansas City game.
No. The Kansas City game, they win a playoff game. They haven't won one since, I don't need to remind you. In 2016, he scores all their points in an 18-16 win, but that's not the one. Do you know what the one is a limitless wonder?
Please tell me.
Last year's opener, he had 6 field goals, including 3 from at least 50 yards. And after the punter got hurt, a 43-yard clutch punt from the shadow of his own goal line. That should have been in here. I admit that. I could have done another 5.
I do remember that now you say it, yeah.
And if Boswell ever spoke to the media, I would apologize to him too. How about this one? You might have been in the building for this. Limits. Jack Sawinski, as a rookie, 3 years ago, hits 3 home runs, including a walk-off on Father's Day with his dad in the building. Were you there?
I was not, but I was watching on TV with his blue bat.
Did you cry?
It was an emotional moment.
I know.
There might have been a tear shed.
He walked to the plate in the bottom of the 8th. You know what Shelty said to him?
Tell me.
Wrong. Have you ever had 3 home runs in a game? Sawinski shook his head no. Shelty said today would be a great day for it. That was the best call of Shelty's entire tenure here. Yes, there was. Have you ever had 3 home runs in a game? Now, Sawinski got left in the on-deck circle in that inning, but he hit the game winner in the 9th. I mean, that's legendary. Santonio Holmes had a pretty good game in the Super Bowl. 9 catches, 131 yards, a huge catch on the final drive, and then an epic catch to finish the final drive. How's he not on the list, Limits?
He had 72 yards, I think it was, on that final drive alone.
Le'Veon Bell, with snow falling like ticker tape in Buffalo. 236 yards rushing, a franchise record. I'm an idiot for not including that. But if I had included all the ones that I didn't include, I wouldn't have a top 5. 412-928-9370, the greatest individual game performance by a Pittsburgh athlete that you witnessed in this quarter century since the year 2000. Limits, I'm not even to the list yet. Would you like to hear another one that should be on here?
Please.
And I almost put it like in the top 3. Troy Polamalu. The AFC Championship game against the Ravens. I don't know how many defensive players in the history of football at any level have made 2 such spectacular plays as Polamalu did in the same game, let alone with a Super Bowl at stake. On one, he leapt over the line, timed it perfectly, to stop Flacco. I think it was a 4th-and-1, maybe a 3rd-and-1. He leapt over the line and crashed into the quarterback. How many times have you ever seen that? But that wasn't all. We all know he made the greatest play in the history of that stadium when he intercepted Flacco, wove his way through the entire Ravens offense, and then scored, lifting the football to the heavens as if it were a gift to the football gods. Were you even born?
Yes, I was born.
I'm glad you were born. How old were you?
7.
7 years old. Do you have a memory of it?
No, but I do have Super Bowl 43.
You should. You're the beat writer. I mean, that should have been on the list. It really should have. And I'm sorry to Troy and everybody who loves him. But now we get to the top 5. Are you ready for this, Limits?
Please, lay it on me.
Number 5. And I'm not going to apologize for this. I think for this list, I emphasized pure statistical brilliance and how these performances affected me. It is, after all, a subjective list, correct?
Yeah, it's your opinion on what you believe is the best 5.
It's not even an opinion. It's emotion. It's how these moments affected me. This was a Pitt Virginia Tech game from 2022. Ain't nobody winning a championship on that day. Virginia Tech wasn't very good. But it wasn't like this guy did this against, you know, New Hampshire or something. And by the way, I had 4 tickets to this game, Limits. My brother and his 2 daughters were coming in.
Oh, no.
I got 4 tickets. You know what else I got?
Did you go?
COVID.
I
think from Crowley, I might add. Because he admitted it later, that this mic that I'm talking into right now. So this was his fault. So my wife went in my place with my brother and his 2 daughters to Acrisure Stadium that day. And Abenakanda went for 320 yards and 6 touchdowns. I'm sorry. You can pick your Stanley Cups. You can pick your Super Bowls. You can pick your AFC title games. I can't keep that off the list. The dude morphed into a video game character that day. It was ridiculous. 320 yards and 6 touchdowns, including an 80-yarder. Limits, I couldn't keep him off the list. I'm sorry to everybody else.
Yeah, I remember that game pretty vividly. Just every time they handed him the ball, it seemed like he was going to go for 50 yards. And it's a great one. I don't think that there's any recency bias, even though it was only 3 years ago. That's a game that deserves to be on there.
It has to be. I couldn't live with myself. The dude broke Tony Dorsett's record. I think it was 303 yards. You break a Dorsett rushing record, you smash it, and go for 320 and 6 touchdowns? Did I apologize? I take that back. I'm not saying sorry for that. Number 4 was in the building for this one. James Harrison single-handedly destroys the Ravens in a night game. Now, I think Ben had 5 touchdown passes in the first half of this game, if I'm not mistaken. It's the same game. But forget about that. That was rendered, like, you know, to the bins of history because of what this maniac did. And nobody knew of him at the time. Check this stat line, Limits. You got an hour here? You ready?
I have 4.
9 tackles, 3.5 sacks, 3 forced fumbles, a recovered fumble, and a near decapitation of Ed Reed on a punt return. You were 5 for this game, correct?
Yeah, the game in 07, right?
Yeah.
That would have been 6.
So that's the play I remember, is Harrison on a punt coverage play planting Ed Reed, of all people, like he was a javelin, into the mud, into the turf. I mean, it was unbelievable. And what I remember most is going into the Ravens locker room. I was working for the Trib back then. They assigned me to the Ravens. Great. I go in, I talk to Trevor Price, their defensive end. He said, we knew it wasn't our night when, quote, a little 5'9 linebacker gets 4 sacks. That'll never happen again.
Huh.
So you know what the savvy old news hound did, Limits?
You went over to the Steeler locker room to talk to James Harrison.
I went over to the Steelers locker room to talk to James Harrison. I relayed to him that quote. He looked at me with that James Harrison look, and you know what he said?
Oh, boy. Is it PG?
Who's Trevor Price? In a priceless quote. Pun intended, I suppose,
although I actually
didn't intend that. An incredible game. Number 3 is perhaps the greatest athletic performance I've ever witnessed in person. And again, I'd like to hear yours. Not all time, since 2000. We're doing the quarter century here. Please don't call up with Lynn Swan from the Super Bowl. It's the quarter century since 2000. 412-928-9370. This was probably the greatest athletic performance I've ever seen. It was Marc-Andre Fleury, game 5 against the Red Wings in 2008. Limits was 6 at this point. The Wings were ready to celebrate the Stanley Cup. Okay? They were up in the series 3-1. They outshot the Penguins 58-32. But Fleury made 55 saves, including 24 in overtime. Multiple overtimes. 24 saves. And I don't have the advanced stats, the metrics from that game, but my memory tells me that 25 of those were grade A chances. I think one was a 2-on-0 or 3-on-0, unless I'm hallucinating. It was the most ridiculous goaltending performance I've ever seen in my life. It should have been 10-3, 13-3 Red Wings. They were primed to win the cup, and they basically put the Penguins away, except they couldn't put Fleury away. They finally win 4-3 on Peter Sikora's called shot at 9:57 of the third overtime. And I was in the hallway, Limits, as that game was winding down in the basement of Joe Louis Arena. And they used to give us free pizzas, I might add, during those games.
Were they good?
Really good. The owner, I forget what kind of pizza. Was it Little Caesars? He owned the pizza chain. That's how he got rich. What's his name? Illich. Mike Illich. Really good. Yeah, the pepperoni was always well done, which I appreciated. So I'm in the hallway. I'm thinking the game's over. Everybody is. They're standing and cheering at Joe Louis Arena. And I see the keeper of the cup, Phil Pritchard, in his white gloves, wheeling. He's got the prize in hand, going toward the Detroit dressing room or toward the entrance to the ice. Anyway, he's ready. I saw champagne on ice being wheeled to that locker room, and then Max Talbot scores with 34 point something seconds left, and then Fleury just takes over from there. I've never seen anything like it in the Penguins win. You ready for number two limits?
Bring it on.
No. I'm going to do number two and number one next, and I want your calls at 412-928-9370. The greatest individual single-game performances of this quarter century in Pittsburgh sports. You had to have been there in person to give me a call. Limits, I'll ask you, what was the greatest, most brilliant performance you saw in person?
Oh, man, that's a great question. Off the top of my head, man. Okay.
High school included.
I've seen high school guys go off for 48 points.
Yeah?
There was a guy at Baldwin that went off, James Wessling, for 48 points, a school record against Bethel Park a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
That was really cool. I've seen some really good D3 performances that I was able to broadcast as well. Guys that have thrown for like 5 touchdowns and 400-plus yards, Jake Pugh at WNJ.
Sure.
Probably the coolest. I saw Albert Pujols' 596th home run in person.
He's not a Pittsburgh athlete, limit.
Yeah, I know, but it was done at PNC Park. Probably some Paul Skenes outings as well. 7 strong innings, 10 strikeouts.
Yeah.
Nothing. I've not been to any like monumental games like that.
Right. And I had to think hard about this too, because you're lucky if you're out there and you see something special. Were you at the JSO cycle game?
I was not, but
that might be the most incredible one of all.
I was at the Kyle McCord 5 interceptions, 3 pick 6 games. That's got to be on the
list.
Maybe
I should. Next week we'll do worse performances. All right, the top 2 performances in Pittsburgh sports this quarter century, single game. Maybe you can guess what they are.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, continuing my quarter century series, our quarter century series, we've done a number of topics, greatest games, biggest villains, greatest comebacks, etc., greatest moments. This is greatest individual performances from a single game since the year 2000. And I went over so many that got left out of my top five. And I'm not sorry. Including Jake Gensel's four straight goals against the Flyers in an elimination game, Le'Veon Bell with a franchise record 236 yards. But we got to the top five. Abinakanda goes for 320 and six touchdowns against Virginia Tech. James Harrison single-handedly just destroys the Ravens at Heinz Field. And Marc-Andre Fleury, in perhaps the greatest athletic performance I've ever witnessed, stops 55 shots, including all 24, across 2.5 overtimes to beat the great Red Wings in Game 5 in 08. I don't apologize for any of it, and I'm certainly not going to apologize for number 2 on my list, other than to say it easily could have been number 1. And that was DeJuan Blair going full Incredible Hulk at UConn, February 16th, 2009, at the Excel Center. I just went back and talked to Craig Riley and Crowley, Craig Riley being my boss, Crowley being a colleague, and he's sitting in a height chair.
And a friend.
Yeah, having a little snack, having little biscuits for a snack right now. And Craig made a great point. He said the fact, you know, how clear your memory is on the Blair thing and all of our memories tell you that it should be on this list and pretty high. And I remember everything about it. I remember the numbers. Blair went into UConn that night against 7'3" Hashim Thabeet. And that was the story. Blair at 6'7", 250 or so. Thabeet going to be the number one pick in the NBA draft or thereabouts, people figured. Pitt had never beaten a number one team in its entire basketball history. And I'll give you the lead of the story from the New York Post from Len Robbins, great basketball writer. And I quote, Hartford, Dateline. As the final chords of the national anthem rose to the rafters in the Excel Center and collided with the cascading roar of thousands of Connecticut fans, Pittsburgh's DeJuan Blair raised both arms above his head, his index finger raised to signal number one. And as I put it here, he used another finger the rest of the game to the entire UConn fan base, to Jim Calhoun, and especially to Hashim Thabeet. He goes for 22 points, 23 rebounds, the most by a Pitt player in 47 years, and one legendary flip. He takes the beat on a rebound. Didn't know it was him. Couldn't have known it was him. He was just grabbing a rebound. A UConn player goes over his back, and Blair flips him, really over his head, body slamming him onto the court. And the look of terror on Thabeet's face as he's in midair, knowing he's going to crash to the floor. If you made a painting of that limits, it would be right up there with the greatest paintings in history. None of which I can name off the top of my head without embarrassing myself.
The Mona Lisa.
The Mona Lisa. The Hashim Alisa, this was. The Mona Thabeet. Just incredible. I watched it again this morning for the 8 millionth time and got goosebumps for the 8 millionth time. The arena goes completely silent. I think it was Billis and Bill Rafferty on the call. They went crazy. And this could easily be number one, maybe should be number one. The greatest part was on this station, like 5 years ago on the Jeff Capel show, with Jeff Hathorn. They were interviewing Blair. And he said that him and Thabit nearly crossed paths years later. Blair had already been in the NBA for 1 year, but he came back to visit the combine, and Thabit was there too. And this is what Blair said. He said, "We were walking out of the restroom. He's walking down the street and he crosses the street to go walk on the other side." He said, "So after that, I really haven't run into him." Probably wise of Thabit not to have any contact with Blair. Yes?
That's the definition of being in someone else's head.
I love it, and I will never, ever forget that game and that play, that incident. And I know none of you will either. That's number two. And number one, can you guess?
Ben Roethlisberger, 6 touchdowns against the Baltimore Ravens. Has to be.
Wrong.
What?
Ben Roethlisberger the week before that.
Oh,
the week before that, going 40 of 49 for a team record number of completions, a team record 522 yards, and a team record 6 touchdowns with no picks against Andrew Luck and a Colts team that had won 5 straight. Luck didn't have a terrible day. I think he threw a pick or two, but he was 26 of 45 for 400 yards and 3 touchdowns. And he was by far the worst quarterback in that game. He was a rookie, and it was legendary. That was Ben's masterpiece. 40 of 49 for 522 yards and 6 touchdowns. They should play a clip of every one of those throws at his Hall of Fame induction limits, although that might take 3 hours. 40 of 49. That's crazy. And I was there. I was there in the building watching that. And I shall never forget. You tell me the best individual single game performance you've seen in Pittsburgh sports since the year 2000. Limits, let's hit the phones, shall we?
All righty.
Listen to the Pomp and Joe show every Wednesday, I might add. To hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contest run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. In the 50-minute mark, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. I apologize for interrupting. Limits.
Let's go to Bob in Maine to start us off.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, hey, Joe, I got to agree with Limits on this one, and I got to call you on this one. I say it. So we were at the November 2nd, 2014 game when Ben, this was his consecutive 6 TD night. And that's what makes it even better than Indy. He does it again. My son, I never forget, we're like, oh, we picked the wrong game. Damn, he's going to be, you know, he unloaded last week. We're not going to have fun. And it was awesome. It was just awesome. So I say that's number one because he does it again.
That's a pretty good point, and I respect your opinion. You're breaking up a little bit on me, Bob, but the better game was the week before. He had like 150 less yards against the Ravens, but you do raise a good point. The fact that he was able to repeat it, I might have to think about that one. Next.
Well, and I also think that's because it was against the Ravens, too.
Yeah.
Like, I think that also heightens it.
For sure.
Let's go to Brett, he is in Myrtle Beach to chime in.
Hey, Brett.
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, this is nuts. I'm sitting here on the beach on vacation. There are pirate hats everywhere, and it's so depressing.
You can express your condolences to everybody. Walk up to them and say, "I'm sorry for your losses." What's up?
Yeah, exactly. But so here's, I'm setting this up a little bit. I was on the waiting list for season tickets for the Steelers since 1990, and I would get these emails that say, "Hey, there are playoff tickets available. Since you're on the waiting list, click here and beat the Ticketmaster by 1 week." So I would click on these emails randomly, and the first one I ever clicked on and got tickets was the 2002 Tommy Maddox game over the Browns.
Yes,
and just out of the blue, I got that game. It was 40 yard line. 5 rows off the snow. You know how it works out. But then I clicked on these emails again. I got the Chargers 2008 AFC divisional game.
Yeah.
And then the Palomalu game. to go to the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God.
I hit the trifecta on three of the best games in the stadium by just randomly clicking these emails from the ticket waiting.
Phenomenal. And I mentioned the Polamalu game earlier. And, yeah, I mentioned the Maddox game in my story. Three touchdown passes in the final 19 minutes to complete that comeback against Cleveland. Like I said, one of the patterns of this category was Steelers' performances, phenomenal games against the Browns. Everybody's had one. Antonio Brown, I think, was 11 for 11 on targets one game in Cleveland. Willie Parker ran for 223 yards against the Browns. T.J. Watts had some ridiculous... The first game of T.J.'s career was in Cleveland. The first game of his career. And you know what he did that day, Limits?
Tell me.
Wrong. Seven tackles, two sacks, two tackles for loss, an interception, and a deflected pass. How many guys in history? How many guys in history in the same game have had two sacks, two tackles for loss, a deflected pass, and a pick? And he did it in his first one.
When the narrative started to change from, oh, well, they drafted another Watt. Can he be JJ? To, oh, they drafted another Watt. He could be similar to JJ.
You know who the Browns quarterback was that day? Wrong. Neither do I, actually. I can't remember.
Baker Mayfield.
Next.
Let's go to our guy Southside Jake to chime in.
Hey, Southsider.
What's up, Joe? How are you?
Good. What do you got?
So, I don't know if this is going to be in anyone's top five, but it's definitely my top 10 for sure, and it's kind of a dark horse for me. Penguins versus Carolina Hurricanes, Game 2 Eastern.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I have to add that to the list on my story as an addendum. You're right. It was Evgeny Malkin with a hat trick and at least one assist and his twirling legendary backhander. That's the one I forgot. Thank you for reminding me. Were you in the building?
I was there. I was there with my dad. So, yeah, it's definitely memorable for me.
I had that in my notes as a possible top five after consulting with Josh Yowie. And then it got left on the editing room floor in a horrible mistake. That could easily be their Limits. I'm ashamed.
Yeah, that's a really good call, Jake.
Thank you, Jake.
I appreciate it.
All right, man. We'll talk to you. Limits, I'm ashamed now.
Well, we all make mistakes.
It was an innocent. I can't remember every single one of them.
No,
there were 100 of them.
That's why you have so many notes. I mean, you have like 15 honorable mentions. There's so many good choices. You could ask the same. You could ask a different person with the same list.
No, that
to pick
one's
five.
I know that one's on everybody's list of at least 10, though. I've got to correct that immediately during our brief intermission coming up here. I'm embarrassed, although it was an innocent mistake. I apologize to the Genos. His parents were there that day, that night. What a game that was! I'm sorry, Limits. I really am. Who's next?
Let's go to Rob in West Mifflin.
Hey, Rob. How you doing? Is he there?
Rob?
I'm here. I'm sorry. There he is. I hit the mute button, man. I'm sorry.
What's up, buddy?
Can I give you a high school one, man?
A what?
High school.
Absolutely.
Sky Moore, man. Southside, Southside Academy plays Still Valley. Man, I couldn't believe it. He threw for 300 and ran for 200, man.
Oh, my God.
You won't believe he was catching the ball. Don't tell him City Limits.
Who was catching the ball?
Yeah.
Who?
Dino Tomlin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I had to give him a shout out because he's in the NFL, I think, still. But, yeah, Sky Moore was unbelievable, man. I think he got hurt that year. Or Shadyside Academy, I'm telling you, they was going to states that year. Because we had a good team over Still Valley. But, yeah, they dogged us that year, man. I mean, it was a track meet over there, man. I was like, this guy... Because I've seen him all the time working out down two temps down there where it's still a practice at. He was down there working out all the time, but I never knew who he was. Man, we was in for a rude awakening. Real quick, Joe.
Yeah.
I got one more. City Limits going to like this one.
Yes.
Daquan Hardy, man. I wasn't there for this one, Joe, but I watched it. I think he caught a pass for a touchdown, interception for a touchdown, and a punt for a touchdown. That might have been the game that got him his offer from Penn State up there in the state championship game.
Do you remember
three
that one, Limits?
Yeah, three different ways.
That was Penn Hills, right, Rob?
Absolutely. Three touchdowns, three different ways. I don't think I've ever seen a performance like that up there in the state championship game. Thanks a lot, y'all. I appreciate it, man. Have a good one.
That was good stuff. There's more high school performances. Mike White told us about who made the last second shot in the one Whitfield championship game to cap off a ridiculous...
Oh my gosh, wasn't it Aliquippa? Was it Jeter?
I think it was Jeter.
Yeah.
Yes, it was Jeter. I mean, I could have a whole separate category for that, right? Limits?
Yeah, I mean, you could even separate it whether it's high school, college, pro.
Now I'm trying to think what Mike White told us. What did he do that day? Tell me what he did. Look it up. I have to know. Anyway, points in his career. And it was an upset win. I don't remember. Next, let's take one more.
All right, let's go to Jesse. He's in the van.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, you?
Pretty good. So I have a couple things to talk about just real quick. So I was at the James Harrison game in Pittsburgh back in 2007 when he had that performance. One thing that you left out, he also had an interception, which was crazy.
Did he?
Yeah, he had an interception as well on top of all that.
Oh, my God.
And, yeah, he also had an interception. It was just an unbelievable game. Like you said, nobody really knew who he was at the time. And it was just bonkers, you know. And so then in 2014, the Indianapolis game, my family has season tickets, so I go to about four or five games a year. And the game in Indianapolis against Andrew Luck when Big Ben had the six touchdowns, I was getting ready to go. I think it was a 4 o'clock game or 4:30 game. I was getting ready to go around noon, and my wife said, "What time do you want to leave?" And I was like, "Well, I'm leaving soon to get down there and tailgate." And she's like, "What are you talking about? We have baby pictures today." And it was our daughter was just born about a month before or 2 months before. And I was like, "Oh, no." So we had them. I live in Greensburg, and we had the pictures at St. Vincent. So we showed up, and the girl taking the pictures never came. So I missed that game.
Man, that reminds me of missing the Abenacanda game. That hurts.
Yeah.
It hurts forever, doesn't it?
It hurts. So when you brought this up, it was a sore subject, but I was like, I have to call. I have to call.
I appreciate it, man. You remember those limits? Did you ever miss a great game of any kind for a certain reason and you'll never forgive yourself?
2013 wild card game. We went to I didn't have tickets, but I went to probably 15, 16 games that year. And I was telling my dad, like, we got to go to this game. We got to go. I was also very adamant about the 2015 wild card game. Probably a good thing we didn't go to that.
Yeah.
But, man, that's probably the one game I wish I went to that I didn't go to was 2013 wild card.
I'm sorry.
And it was Beaver Falls' Lance Jeter, who had 37 points. They beat Aliquippa in triple overtime, 79-78, that won it in the Whitfield Championship game all those years ago.
Well, but that's not even the story. Didn't he hit a half-court shot to win the game?
Yeah, that's what won it in triple overtime.
Yes, I mean,
that's what won it.
So I didn't even get into high school sports. It's a whole different category. That was fun. And how lucky we truly have been. These are somewhat hard times in sports in our city here. Comparatively speaking, yes.
Texter, how could you guys possibly forget this? Chris Muller's 9 straight threes at Penn State.
Well, that came up because Blake Hinson went 7 for 7 from beyond three at Duke. We mentioned Muller. So don't think he went unmentioned for that performance, although nobody witnessed it or videoed it.
He couldn't be Muller, though. He only made 7.
Yeah, I know. Shame on him.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.